Today's share in the Deir Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are starting Sif Beis in Simin Tof Reish Yud Gimel, which began yesterday. So we're very top line, Sif Beis. No to Lodim Yodu Shachris. On Yom Kippur morning, a person is allowed to wash his hands in the morning, Mavarach Alantilas Yadayim, and makes the Brach of Alantilas Yadayim. The Yizar, he should be very careful, Shlo Yito, not to wash more, Elo Atsof Kishri Etzbiosav, until the knuckles. He shouldn't wash beyond the Kishri Etzbiosav, which is the knuckles. Because on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash, so we are allowed to get rid of this tumah that's on your hands, but we only do the minimal amount, which is up until the knuckles of the hand. And when one does this, one shouldn't try to, so to say, get pleasure out of doing this. Just the only reason he's doing this, Rak Lahavi or Ruach Ra, Me'ala Yadayim. He brings down from the Hagos Maimonios that your purpose should be in doing this, that you're removing the Ruach Ra, this bad spirit that rests on your hands at night, this metaphysical idea of having a certain type of bad spirit on your hands. So even though you may get Hanah for the washing of the hands, that shouldn't be your Kavanah. Your Kavanah should be that you're doing this L'shem, the removal of the Tumah. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains that you're allowed to wash your hands when you do Netilas Yadayim Democha in the morning. This is regular Negavasa, Kedarko B'chol Hashanah Shalosh Pamim, that we wash three times. You take the cup in your right hand and you fill it up, then you transfer to your left hand, you pour in your right hand, then you pour in your left hand, you pour in your right hand, you pour in your left hand, your right hand, your left hand. That's three times. We'll see in the issue footnote number 6 that those that have the custom to follow the minhag of the Vilna Gaon to do it four times, so the Chazon Ish says that's perfectly fine to do it four times if that's your regular custom all year long. And the Mishneh Berurah says, Kivan de Beloze, Lo Yochu Ligabi Yadayim, Lapev, Lo Enayim, Lo Oze, Mishum Sakana. Because if you don't remove this Ruach Tumah, this Ruach Ra that's on your hands, you wouldn't be allowed to touch any orifices of your body, such as your mouth, your eyes, or your ears, and that could be dangerous if you were to touch them without washing your hands. So certainly, Lo Gora, this is no worse. Mim Hoya Meluchlach Batit Behule, if your hands were filthy, so you're allowed to wash them to remove the filth, so to over here, you're removing the spiritual filth. However, but don't wash the face at all. And he says, we'll learn this in a few moments later in today's shir. The issue footnote number 5 brings down that in Shulchan Aruch it says that we make the brach of Alantil Sidaim over here, but on Minog is, he brings down, to make the Alantil Sidaim when you're finished going to the bathroom and when you're ready to go daven. That's the custom on Yom Kippur, and he brings from Chayod, and that's the custom all year long as well. He also brings down from the Chazon Ish that one doesn't have to be medakdek yoser, in circle dakdek bedover, that you may go a little bit above the knuckles. It's okay if you do. If a little bit of water goes above the knuckles, it's okay, as long as it's not a rechitza shol tainok. That's an interesting idea. Also, he points out that if you wash your hands right before Yom Kippur starts, you're not mechuyev to dry them, even though your hands are still wet on Yom Kippur. However, if you're doing that for tainok, then you should dry them before Yom Kippur starts. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im heitil mayim, if a person urinates, hatolos mayim is the word that we use for urination. When we say asa tzrachov, that usually means going to the bathroom, or it's sometimes called mesich raglov, you cover up your feet because you're lowering your pants to go to the bathroom to defecate. So those are the terms that we use for urination and defecation. So if a person urinates, v'shishev biyado, and he touches himself, or what's a shochov, or he went to the defecate, the kinach, and he wiped himself. So in these situations, mutter lirchotz. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Dalit that you're allowed to go wash your hands in this situation, miloshen zeh mashma, dim lo kinach bigdolin, but if you didn't wipe yourself after you defecated, or v'lo shishev biktan, where you didn't touch yourself to shake off the last drops of urine from yourself, then if you didn't do these things, then it would be also lo lirchotz. You wouldn't be allowed to go and wash your hands. However, he brings down the Mishneh Berurah, the MSH machlokes of poskim said. This is actually something that is not clear. Implication from the Mechaber is that you wouldn't be allowed to do this. However, he brings down the Yesh Omen, dafilu lo kinach. Even if you didn't go and wipe yourself, and you didn't go v'shiv shake, you didn't go and shake off the drops, yesh lo lirchotz yodob, then you still would be allowed to go wash your hands because of the principle, the famous pasuk mishum hikom likras elokecho yisra, that a person should go and prepare himself before he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dotzorach levarach hashiyotze, because you're going about to make a brach of hashiyotze after you go to the bathroom. And therefore, you should wash your hands for that, even if you didn't touch yourself, and even if you didn't wipe yourself. And therefore, v'alkein hiskimu achronim, brings down the pasuk from the achronim, because this in the Sharat Zion, Osvav, this is the Bach, the Morgan of Rome, and other Achronim, the Nochun Lechachila Lekaneach, therefore, go and wipe yourself, or Lashavshi, for touch yourself, shake yourself, Kidei Lahotzi, Navshemi Pluksa, to get around this Machlokas. So, touch yourself. There's no Issa to touch yourself there. You have an appropriate need to shake off the drops of urine or to wipe yourself, and therefore, this way you get around the Machlokas, you definitely can go wash your hands. Now, he points out in Deir Shu, footnote number 8, that if you just touch yourself with one hand, so mitzad ha-din, you would only be allowed to go and wash that hand, albeit the minhag is to go and wash the other hand as well because of hikon, this pasuk, hikon likras alokecha yisrael. The issue footnote 7 reminds us that a person has to be very careful not to have any tzoa left on himself. So almost all the time after you go defecate, you certainly need to wipe yourself and to make sure that you're clean so you can daven. Otherwise, that's a huge problem in general. So the Mishnah Berurah says, do this idea of touching yourself or wiping yourself to bezel l'kol yam mutar l'chotz. So then you don't have a problem. Now, b'nadvar mamurim, what are we talking about? B'leil Yom Kippur achar tefillah. This is talking about in Yom Kippur night after you daven. Abul in the morning by Yom, Shemispalum Kol Yom, where you're going to be davening all day. So then, Imhitil Mayim, if you wash your hands before Shachris, Af Pishalo Shiv Shave, even though you didn't touch yourself, Osh Osa Trochov, Af Shalo Kinech, or you defecated but you didn't wipe yourself, then Mutar Lito Yodov Atsov Kishri Yatsbiosu Lakamayu. Because then, before the davening, as we'll see in a moment, a person is obligated to go and wash his hands. So even if you didn't have this obligation from going to the bathroom because you didn't touch yourself, wipe yourself, you nevertheless would have the obligation to wash your hands before the davening. Then we continue. The Machaber had said that you're allowed to go and wash yourself if you touch yourself in urinating or wiping yourself because the Havilah Yodim Luchos, because your hands are considered dirty in this situation. And the Ramah says, Rochets Atzov Kishri Etzbiosov. And as we pointed out, you can wash up until your knuckles in this situation. Machaber continues and says, Vimrod Silis Pala, but if you're going to Dodavin, then as we pointed out already in the Mishaburi a moment ago, Afilu Lokinech, even if you didn't go and wipe yourself after defecation, Nami Mutalitol, you can certainly also wash your hands Atzov Kishri Etzbiosov up until the knuckles, because you prepare yourself for davening. Mishabur and Sivkot and Hay tells us, Mashma Mizeh, it appears from the way the Mechaber phrased this, that the Imloasa Tzrochav, you didn't do your bathroom needs at all, Klal, and Lolito Yadai Mishol Tzvila Bavad, then you shouldn't wash your hands just for the Tzvila. After Mavur Le'el, even though we learned in Simon Reish Lamagim Sif Beis, the Bishol Tzvila Bavad, Mitzvah Lito Yadai, normally you have to wash your hands before davening, even if you didn't go to the bathroom. So here it's different. Hocham Yishum Chomer Yom Kippurim, because of the Chomer of Yom Kippur, Choshash Los and a potion, we have to be concerned with those poskim, the Savrei, the Bishul Tvila Bovad, that washing hands only for davening, Lo Tiknu Lito Yodayim, Kim Bishachris. Then it would be adequate just to wash them in the morning, Mishum Denasi Kabriya Chadosha, because you're that new creature that's being created, so to say, after the sleep, it's like a 1/60th of Misa, so you're a brand new creature, so that's why you have to wash. But otherwise, you wouldn't necessarily have to wash before davening. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah says, up until the knuckles. Lo yosir, no more than that. Afilu asa trochav v'kinech. And this is true even if you were mishafshef, or even if you went to the defecate and you wiped yourself. And he says, ayin and derech ha-chayim, du adinim noga begufa b'mkomas l'chusim, shesham hu mokum zeya. And this is true even if you touch yourself in places where you normally would have to go and wash your hands, if it wasn't Yom Kippur, because one who touches himself in those places that are normally mechusim, there's a lot of zeya there, sheshamu mokum zeya, and therefore they're like meluchloch, and it's not proper to go make brachos or do anything without washing your hands. And this is true, the Mishnah says, afilu lo noga rak be'etzba achas, even if you only touch yourself with one finger, tzarech lichotz kol yodo, you wash the entire hand, again, ad kishri etzbosov, up until your knuckles. V'im noga be'yodo betit, and if you did touch something that's filthy, like tit, or berefesh, various types of pitch or tar, ain't tzarech lichotz rak bokum melucha buvat, then you only wash the part that's dirty. I know, I feel it's real, and that's true even for davening. Dishu foot number 10 points out that Tisha B'Av is a little bit different here, that you're allowed to wash your hands before Mincha on Tisha B'Av, because Kivin Shenech Shavadavik and Makabo Pnei Ashrina, Kumosh Tiru Tvilitz Mitzvah, Tlo Hichmir Ki Yom Kippur. It's not as strict as Yom Kippur, and since you're going to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu with davening Mincha, you can wash your hands there on Tisha B'Av as opposed to on Yom Kippur. Dishu foot number 12 brings down that somebody always washes his hands 3 times after he comes out of the bathroom, so the Matei Ephraim brings down, he can do so on Yom Kippur as well. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who adds, "Shaf b'shigam haragil kodesh olam lito l'shkol yodo mikol mokum en lo lito b'yom kippur yosef misof kishri etz b'yosef." He says, "How come if we say you're allowed to do this because you do it all year long? So normally we wash up until the wrist, not only until the knuckles. So how come here we also don't say you can wash up to the wrist?" So he says, "Iker din rechitza urak atzof kishri etz b'yosef." We normally wash up until the wrist because that's the way we do it. But the real mitzvah is only until the knuckles. And he brings up from the Kaf HaChaim, "Shabiyom kippur ein haruach roa shaletus kol kach." And maybe on Kippur there's less ruach roa as well, so it's adequate to do it just to the wrist. Although, as we'll see, when the coin goes up to Duchen, he washes all the way up to the wrist. We'll see that in a moment. The issue footnote number 13 points out where we've discussed the halachos of what are the covered parts of the body that you would normally have to wash if you touch them. And the issue foot number 14 brings down that you wash your hands, you wash them on both the inside and on the outside, on the palm and on the back of the hand. And the issue foot number 15 brings down that if you touch your shoes on Yom Kippur, so Yito Yodav Rak B'Mokum Shenaga Bin Olav, then you only have to wash your hands in the place where you actually touched your shoes. The issue footnote number 16 brings down that when you touch something like pitch or tar that makes you dirty, so technically it would be adequate to just clean it in some way, even without water. and you technically don't even have to use water, but we machmir normally to use water l'chatchila. However, he says, he brings up from the Bir Halacha, mi shalich lich yodah betit b'chol ha'shana, shagam l'inyan tefillah yitochin sheladas ha'rosh daylo b'nikom b'alma, v'in tzorach litol yodav afilu m'yesh l'mayim. He brings down that there are those that say that you don't have to use water all year long, so there won't be a problem to use it on Yom Kippur. Now, as we pointed out, this netilah is up to the parak. We're going to learn in a moment that the kohen duchani is allowed to go wash up to the wrist. And Dishufut number 17 says the same thing applies to a chola, a sick person. Brings out from a vazner, zatzal, the shevet Levi, in the name of the shel shuvas levushi Mordechai, sheyito yodav ad parak. For a sick person, you wash your hands all the way up to the wrist. Sheroy lahach milito yodav lachil ad parak. He says when you're eating, you should also wash up to the wrist. And this is also the opinion of shel shuvas olat zion and the opinion of Rishon Zalman and Rava Yashiv, all zatzal. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Agah the chain coin olu leduchen." When the coin goes up to duchen on Yom Kippur, no tel yodav afal pishen toros. He has to go wash his hands, even though they're toros, even though they're not known to be tameh, because we say stam yodayim askoniyosim. They must have stomach moved around, and therefore you don't rely upon the washing that he did before the davening and the kohanim and the berhetiv. And Ozdala points out the same thing applies to Levim. But Malkum Shonogu that the Levim wash the hands. He brings out from the Radvaz of the Magen Avram. They also can wash the hands all the way up to the wrist. The Kol Rov Ruchitza Sheinu Mechavin Bo L'Tainok Muteris, because there is no problem over here because it's not L'Shem Tainok. It's not for pleasure purposes. As he brings down from the Agos Maimonios and from the Mariel. Now the word the whole Rov Ruchitza, most of the Ruchitza is a strange word. So in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches says that many are not goris the word rov. I know more than my Mordechai says she neskash al tevas rov. He doesn't understand the word rov ruchitzos. And the Gal goes my monios leko tevas rov as well. I ain't shum. Sivkot and Zayin, we skipped that. Let's go back to Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Zayin says vanatila hu ada perik. This natila is all the way up until the wrist, as we already pointed out. Kibvul el v'simin kuf chavches sivav and chay adam in the name of the El Yerabah. However, in the Shar HaTzion, Os Yod, he brings down that the Prima Godim disagrees. The Prima Godim says that on Yom Kippur, Dai ad kishri etzbiosev, it's enough until the knuckles as well. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says, I looked at the Mati Ephraim, and the Mati Ephraim brings down for the Mati Moshe that the opinion is to wash up until the wrist, and this is what the El Yerabah wrote, Ladina and Ein Lozus Midvaru. We follow the more lenient opinion to wash up till the wrist of the El Yerabah. However, he says, hello, Rechitza Zo, Eino Litaina, Vileki Yisubze. He says, there's really no problem because technically you could wash any type of Rechitza that's not a Rechitza Shotainuk. It's only Inuyim, it's affliction that's required on Yom Kippur, not a lack of cleanliness. If a person gets very dirty, we said he can wash off the dirt, whatever is needed to do so. He can even wash his entire body, we said, if that would be too difficult to wash off each little spot of dirt. Somebody fell into mud and he can't rinse himself off by doing it properly, by doing a little bit of time, so he can wash his entire body in and out. That's not for tainug, that's for rechitza purposes. The remark continues and he says, if somebody comes from the road, viraglov chaos, and his legs are weak, they used to wash their feet would get dirty, they didn't always have shoes on, or they didn't have good shoes on, so their feet would get very tired and dirty, so mutal l'rochs, and you'd be allowed to wash that as well. That's not tainug, that's for medicinal type purposes. He brings down the name of Beis Yosef, and then the Hagos Maimonios, and the Smag, and the Tor. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Mishu Isnes, somebody's a very fussy person, and he really can't be satisfied without washing himself. They indict him Yushevis alov Achi Kaneach Panov Bimaim, unless he washes his face with water in the morning. So the Mechaber says one can be Mako. It would be permissible, Mutter, to wash in this situation. And in the Baragol, he brings down this is from the Tur in the name of the Gonim. However, the Ramah disagrees. Ramah says, Hagah, v'nogu bazel lahachmir, we are machmir and don't allow this. And the Mishabur in Sivkot and Tess explains, v'imponim aluchlo k'tzas, but if your face is dirty, o sheyesh bo liflo valeno, or he has stuff in his eyes that's bothering him, yochol lelachlech as boy, can wet his hand, b'mayim, v'lirchotz b'mokam alichluch, and wipe away the area that's dirty or has the stuff in his eyes, or b'chdei lahavir alichluch, to get out the stuff in your eyes, rak yizar shol lirchotz rak mokam alichluch b'vav. But in that situation, be careful to only wash the area that actually is dirty. So while we're machmir, if it really is a problem, there is room to be mekel just in the dirty place. And the Ramah continues and he says, "Vafilu beruchitza soinayim, even in the washing of the eyes, she could sasrefuah, that's somewhat for medicinal purposes. Nevertheless, nogu lahachmir." He brings out from the Mariel that the minig is not to do so. Then he adds, "Also lichotz pib yom kippur." You certainly can't rinse your mouth out on Yom Kippur. Commotion is boil el simin tovkuf sachzayin sif gimel, where those halachas were discussed previously. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nyud tells us, Avu Mishum Refua Gemura Mutar Lirchatz B'Makom She'ein Isser Mishum Refua B'Shabbos. If there is a real medicinal need, then you can wash any place as long as there's not an Isser to do so because of Isser Shabbos. You're not allowed to do medicinal things on Shabbos. But if this is the type of medicine that you'd be allowed to do, this washing that you'd be allowed to do on Shabbos, then you'd be allowed to do it on Yom Kippur as well. Al Derech Shenisbar B'Simin Shin Chaches, as was learned in the Hilchos Refua and Hilchos Shabbos, the Lo Gara, it can't be worse. Minisha Bomen Aderech Rival Chaos. How can this be any worse? And if somebody comes in, his feet are hurting him, his feet are bothering him, he'd be allowed to wash them then. That would be medicinal. So to Ovia, if it's medicinal, it's allowed. Chavetz Chaim, the Sharetzim, Oshud Gimel brings down, Ayidei HaCholi HaAyin Nimshach HaKev L'Chol HaGof. Because of the pain in your eye, it's going to lead to a pain all over the body. Or possibly Odomari B'Sakonis Aver. Or it could lead to loss of the eye. Ostam Choli Kol HaGof Av She'in Bo Sakona. Or this could be a general Sakona for the entire body, even though it's not Pikuach Nufashos. The Hutter, in all of these situations, Lassus Refuah She'in Bo Malacha. There's no real Malacha over here. You're just rinsing. And we learn this in Simon Shin Chav Ches. And the only reason it's also over here is because of Ruchitz on Yom Kippur. And therefore, Kamash Rolon, the Shari, that's why it's allowed over here for medicinal purposes. However, Avu Mishum Choli Eino Bo Vat. You need to be somewhat sick. If it's just a mechush bi'alma, if it's just a little nothing, then you're not allowed to do it. Deja footnotes 19, 20, and 21 discuss this in more detail. Ayin sham for pratim of some of these dinim of refuah. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Aholech lebeis ha-medrash, if somebody is going to the beis medrash, o lahakbil p'nei aviv o rabbo, or he's going on a trip to meet his father or to greet his rabbi, oh, Misha Godwin Menu Bukhma, or he's going to greet somebody that is greater than him, oh, Lutzarcha Mitzvah, or he's traveling for a mitzvah. In all of these situations, he's going to have to pass through a body of water. He's allowed to. Yochel Lavor B'mayim Ad Savoro. He's allowed to go through water even all the way up to his neck. A body of water, he can pass through it on his travels to greet his father, his rebbe, to go to shul, or to greet another Talmud Chacham, or for a Tzarech of Mitzvah. It's not a problem because it's not a Rechitza Shul Tainuk. And this is true on the way there, Bein Balicha, as well, Bein Bechazar, on the way back. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nyud Beis explains, V'tafko kishein lo derech acheres lagia sham limchos chetzo. This is only when there's no alternative route. If there's an alternative route, you should take the alternative route. And he says, Ayin lekamen in sov sivches, in tomorrow's shir, mitz Hashem, of Mishnah Berurah Sham, we'll learn this more in tomorrow's shir. Sivkot Nyud Gimel, you're even allowed to go greet somebody that's greater than you in Chochma, it's a cover to greet that person. However, he says, Avol b'shavin osur, but if the person is on your level, then you don't have the right to go through a body of water to go and greet him on Yom Kippur. Sivkot Nyud Dalet, you'd be allowed to go passing through this water both on your way there and on the way back, because he says, Veinu choshish b'shum isa ruchitza b'yom kippurim. There is no concern over here with ruchitza on Yom Kippur, because this is for Tavar Mitzvah. Kivin du Tavar Mitzvah, you're going for mitzvah purposes, Veinu mechavein klal hanos ruchitza, and you're not doing this. Nobody wants to go through this body of water to get pleasure of bathing. You're going through this body of water because you don't have any choice, and therefore you're allowed to do this. Sivkot Nyud Zvav, you can do this on your return as well. Dim Lokein, if we don't let you come back on the return, Ata Machshilo Leosid Lovel, then the next time he's not going to go. Shal Yirtzah Shuv Leilech. And this is a famous Gemara, and this is a famous, famous discussion for doctors going into the hospital on Shabbos, Hatzolah people going into the hospital on Shabbos. It's way too complicated now for our discussion, but this is the basis for those that allow it, for people to go into the hospital and then to return, even though there's no Pikuach Nefoshos upon the return. But if we don't let them go and return, then they may not go the next time. So this certainly works for volunteers. It's very questionable whether it works for people that are salaried or being paid or on call. And each person should ask their posek what they're allowed to do if they are being paid to go into the hospital or on call to go into the hospital on Shabbos. Are they allowed to return? And again, all of this is also if the return is early in the day. If the return is 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos, you certainly can't come back. And likewise, if it's at the end of Yom Kippur, you certainly wouldn't be allowed to come back if you could wait 5 or 10 minutes or a short period of time to come back. That won't stop you from going the next time. Back to Mechaber, he adds a caveat. He says, you can't take your hands out from the cloak or the shirt that you're wearing, to keep the shirt from getting wet, to bring it up. That looks like you're carrying the shirt. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nyud Zayin, the ayideh is there, it doesn't look like you're wearing it, like you're carrying it. If you're going out where they fold the talis on Shabbos, that's a chiyuv chatos. He brings this down from Rashi. And one more caveat, the Mechaber tells us, who shall you a maim rotu? There can't be fast-running waters, because the MK, if it's a fast-running water, alcohol also, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it on a weekday, because it's dangerous. And this would be true, even if it doesn't go all the way up to the neck, it only goes up to the loins, still you shouldn't go into these dangerous waters. It doesn't literally mean it has to be up to the waist. It could be a little bit more than them. If it's dangerous, you can't do this on a weekday, and certainly not on Yom Kippur. With this, we conclude today's shiur.